Tosin and Miguel continued to tease Archer about his unusual desire to shop as they skipped across some pretty gnarly waves. The island grew as they approached. The peak at its center loomed overhead. Blanketed with thick foliage, the craggy core of Rarotonga was obviously uninhabitable, which pushed its relatively small population of 13,000 people out into a ring around its edges. Everything seemed super saturated in the tropical sunlight. The bright sapphire of the water and the emerald of the trees were soon outdone by the scarlet birds fluttering around neon pink and yellow flowers they spotted as they tied up to the town dock. Used to the astounding hues of the underwater world, Tosin thought this might be one of the few places on Earth that could come close to mimicking its splendor. It was almost like when his sunglasses got smudgy and he cleaned them. Suddenly everything around him was crisp and clear and hyper-detailed.
The market isn't far.
Archer ignored their snickers and took off, marching down the street in the direction he'd pointed. Miguel and Tosin exchanged a quizzical glance, then followed at a stroll, taking more time to appreciate the landscape than their friend had. They traveled the length of the small town in only a few minutes before a cluster of tents, carts, and tables came into view. Tosin sniffed the air as the scent of something sweet and coconutty reached his nose. Miguel hummed and checked out a street vendor, buying a crispy stick of fried dough covered in what looked like cinnamon sugar. That would do for starters. Tosin reached over and snagged the end of it, breaking it in half.
Thanks, asshole, Miguel grumbled, though he laughed.
It's not like I wouldn't have shared it with you anyway.
I know, but that was more fun.
Tosin grinned as he chomped down on the treat. Flavor exploded in his mouth, making him eye Miguel's half enviously.
Oh no, get your own if you want more.
Miguel snarfed his portion in a couple of large bites, probably to make sure Tosin didn't steal any more of it. Wise move. Up ahead, Archer turned back, glowering when he realized they'd been distracted by junk food. Not that that should come as a surprise to him. He waved them closer, then ducked under a pretty purple and gold awning that held a very tidy array of jewelry. Tosin peeled his gaze from ornate gardenia head wreaths, endless souvenirs, and the wooden Tangaroa carvings with giant dicks as he stepped inside just ahead of Miguel. He glanced up. When he saw the woman managing the stall, he nearly crashed into a display of long necklaces made of zillions of tiny poo-poo shells. Only Miguel's fist at the back of his shirt helped steer him clear of disaster.